Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
I think all the cup competitions this year, we wanted to have a right go at. And obviously, the game on Wednesday will be an opportunity for us to get into the semi-final. So, there's still a long way to go in the league. And the points difference, you can see, can be made up. That's for sure. So, and as a team that, traditionally for us, that gets stronger as the season goes on, then we've got a great belief that we can still finish the season very, very strong, both in the league and in the cups.
It's arguably the biggest game in Bournemouth's history, but with the pressure mounting on manager Brendan Rodgers, it's arguably even bigger for the Liverpool manager. The Championship leaders have never been this far in a domestic tournament. It's literally unknown territory, but they're 12 unbeaten in all competitions, and none of the last eight to come to the gold stands here have come away with victory. And with Liverpool's dodgy form to boot, it all adds up to some, including many bookies, thinking the home side, the Championship side, are the favourites against the team who've won this tournament more than any other. But add this into the mix. Bournemouth have made six changes from a Championship side that won 5-3 at home to Cardiff at the weekend. Liverpool just three from what presumably Brendan Rodgers thinks is his strongest at Manchester United at the weekend. Let's run you through the two teams. Artur Boric is Bournemouth's goalkeeper. We think they're playing a 4-4-2 formation in their red and black striped shirts. They have Simon Francis at right back, Tommy Elphick and Bailey Cargill partnering in the centre with Adam Smith at left back. The midfield four is Matt Ritchie, Eunan O'Kane, the former Everton man Dan Gosling. We all remember the Gosling derby. And Junior Stanislas on the left with Jan Kermagant partnering top scorer Callum Wilson up front. Liverpool, well, they have Brad Jones in goal. We think it's almost a 3-7 formation, really. Kolo Touré, Martin Skrtel and Dejan Lovren are the three at the back. We're pretty sure it'll be Jordan Henderson, right wing back, and Lazar Markovic on the left. Steven Gerrard and Lucas in midfield with Adam Lallana and Felipe Coutinho behind Raheem Sterling up front. I'm Toby Gillis. Alongside me for this 90-minute Radio City Sport commentary is the Liverpool legend Ray Houghton. Ray, we can surely expect those in red and black today, the Cherries, to just come out and try and hit Liverpool from the off.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's a massive crowd here, isn't there, at the stadium, and they're here for a reason. You know, the home fans duly believe that they can get a result against Liverpool. You know, the noise in the stadium has been terrific. They're right on top of us, the home fans, aren't they? They're only a couple of feet away from us, and they're a good voice and good humour, and really looking forward to this encounter. One thing I would say, Toby, just looking at the Bournemouth side, they're very small, aren't they? You know, there's not a lot of height in the team. You know, maybe Francis at right fullback's a reasonable size, and then you've got Tommy Elphick at centre-half is a reasonable. Apart from that, there's not a lot else, so set plays could be vital for Liverpool in this game.
They could be, and Liverpool have got us underway, shooting from left to right. Immediately, Lazar Markovic is out on that left-hand side. He tries a ball into the box, but it's cleared away by Bournemouth up towards the halfway line. Underneath it, fighting for it, is Callum Wilson, trying to get away from Markovic. Martin Skrtel steps in, taps it out of play over on the far side, and it's a throw into Bournemouth, which they took quickly. It was one in the air by Lovren, and Markovic passes it back into his own box for Martin Skrtel. Atmosphere here, as you would imagine, at a sold-out Gold Sands, is massive from the Bournemouth fans, who, as Ray says, is just 2 feet away from us to our right.
The game.
A little miscontrol by Felipe Coutinho, and it's Bailey Cargill moving it to the left to Adam Smith, who's all right-footed for a left full-back, but he cuts inside Steven Gerrard, and back out again, 25 yards from goal, goes for it, hits Martin Skrtel with the strike, and Liverpool clear, but it's immediately picked up again in midfield by Bournemouth, out towards the far side by Smith. It's overhit for Ritchie.
What a great run.
To throw in.
What a great run, though, from Adam Smith, wasn't it, from the left full-back position. You're quite right, so he's all right-foot, wants to come infield, little nutmeg on Steven Gerrard, and he's gone past Lucas in midfield without anyone putting a challenge in. Had the shot at goal, Skrtel came out quickly to get the block down, but that should encourage Bournemouth. It's certainly encouraging their fans at the moment, but not very good from Liverpool's point of view as far as defending was concerned there.
Francis has got Richie available to him now, infield to Eunan O'Kane. O'Kane will drill one high across to this near side where he'll find Junior Stanislas. Good switch of play there, and that's where Liverpool are lacking a little bit of width. Into Gosling. Gosling edge of the box, manages to get it up towards, this is Smith. Smith rounds the keeper and puts it wide. Oh, it was a great little ball into him. And Wilson, I should say, it was that got the shot away. But he took the ball away from the defenders far too easily there in the box. Was one-on-one with the goalkeeper. Thought for a moment he was going to go around him. Instead, went for the little stab and puts it wide.
Well, he hit the post and it went wide of the goal there. But lovely piece of skill there, wasn't it? Junior Stanislas with the ball in with his right foot over on this left-hand side. Another player a little more comfortable on his right side. He's came in field, he's whipped a ball in. It was well controlled in the end on the chest. Then on to Wilson, who came away from two Liverpool players without them even getting a challenge in, and then just side-footed it with his left foot past Brad Jones in the goal, and it was very unfortunate to see it come off the post and go wide. But there's the concern for Liverpool, because you can see already that this Bournemouth side are really up for it and they're playing with a lot of pace.
Little 1-2 between Lallana and Coutinho. Lallana goes for goal! That's a wonderful effort by Adam Lallana, and the goalkeeper Artur Boric diving away to his right-hand side, tips it over the bar, corner to Liverpool.
What a strike that was. Great play from, that's where you're looking from, Adam Lallana, when he's in that midfield area, getting turned on it quickly, being positive in possession, going forward, getting a strike at goal. He hit that with such venom with his left foot, but Artur Boric got across brilliantly to his near post there just to get his left hand to it to divert it behind for a corner. Very positive play though from Lallana.
And it's the man who hit the shot that'll take this corner, Adam Lallana, right footed. Forward has gone Lovren. Instead, he comes short and out of side the area to Steven Gerrard. Back it goes, and they're out on the left hand side with Coutinho. Can he cut it back to Steven Gerrard? Edge of the box. It's been blocked by a body in red and black there. And coming away over on that far side was Jan Kermagant, the striker, who has won himself a throw-in, I think he has, over in the right-back position. Coutinho couldn't get away from O'Kane. He's moved it out to the right-hand side for Richie. There's the overlap from Francis. Deep ball towards the back post, which Kolo Touré will nod further out to this near side. It's going to be picked up by Jan Kermagant. Kermagant comes back to Gosling. Gosling will leave it for O'Kane. And here's Smith again on this near side. Smith with Kermagant once again, the Frenchman, comes back for O'Kane. Now into Junior Stanislas. Heavy touch just allows him to run into Lallana, who makes the tackle, and Lucas has released Raheem Sterling, who's got two to run at here. He's all alone, Raheem Sterling, but he's moved it into the centre of the field. Tried the strike. It was blocked by Bournemouth, and it's going to be picked up in the left-back position, and it'll be dinked forward by Smith, but only straight at Kolo Touré. He's given it straight back to Smith, though, and Bournemouth have it once again at the back with Elphick.
You can see though, Toby, can you? Yeah, you can see how quickly Liverpool break though. You know, they've got that pace with Coutinho, and certainly Raheem Sterling is a real threat. And once he got the ball there and he was off and running, the two centre halves, Elphick and Cargill, they just dropped off, didn't they? They were afraid to go tight on him.
Coutinho has moved it out to Lazar Markovic. That's a vital challenge as Markovic approached the edge of the box there. As by Simon Francis, Sterling inside the box. He tried to spin and turn, blocked away as far as Markovic. Markovic again in a almost too central position, but they've worked it out to the left-hand side for Coutinho. Coutinho cuts back onto his right foot, now onto his left, and onto his right again, strikes. It's blocked by a Bournemouth defender. Came out as far as Lucas, as Gerrard, I should say, and Gerrard's shot was also blocked away to halfway.
Yeah, I've got to say, though, that was a couple of brilliant blocks there from Bournemouth players. The second one by Dan Gosling. You know, they're not sitting back. They're coming out, they're getting their bodies in the way. But I've got to say, if Coutinho just stays a little bit wider on that left-hand side, he twisted Simon Francis inside out there, and that should encourage him. You know, that's what you've got to look at. Where's the weakness in this side? And if you've got a player that you can beat, you've got to stay out there on him. So at the moment, Brendan Rodgers really should be saying to Philip Coutinho, stay a little bit wider on that left-hand side. You get yourself one-on-one with Francis. You've got the beating of him. We'll keep getting the ball to you, keep taking them on, and we'll create chances.
Lovren into Sterling, who's dropping deeper and deeper to try and pick up possession. Can he get away from Gosling? He can, and he'll move it left for Markovic. Markovic back to Lucas. Lucas into Lallana. Lallana turns away from Francis. All a bit too easy for Bournemouth's liking, I'd have thought. Markovic. Markovic delivers a ball to the back post. Great spot into Henderson. Henderson heads it back to Raheem Sterling, who heads home for Liverpool. And Raheem Sterling finally breaks his personal duck and breaks the deadlock at the Gold Sands. Bournemouth 0, Liverpool 1.
What a great ball, wasn't it? That's one wing back to the other. That's what I was saying about coming in into the far post. Jordan Henderson didn't do it a few moments earlier. He was further forward on that occasion. Markovic with the ball to the far post. Brilliant header across the face of the goal. Got to say the two centre-halves for Bournemouth didn't move. They were rooted to the spot. The first to react was Raheem Sterling, who got himself into a perfect position. And as the header came across goal from Jordan Henderson, just a little flick header into the bottom corner. Nothing that Boric could do about it. And that is reward for the way that Liverpool have played in the first part of this game. They've been totally on top of Bournemouth. And you can see the difference in class between a Premier League side to a Championship side. And the confidence is back with the Liverpool players. Everyone wanting the ball. Good movement on that occasion and a very good finish from Raheem Sterling.
Adam Smith just got a cheer from the fans sitting over to our right because he attempted a tackle. He didn't even win it. That's how far off Liverpool Bournemouth are at the moment. As Markovic sips it to Coutinho, left-hand side of the box. Sterling's available for the cutback if he wants. Coutinho's going in alone. Found only Boric. Shot comes back in. And Lazar Markovic has scored from the edge of the area. His first goal for Liverpool. And they've doubled their advantage. And talk about taking advantage when you're on top. They're heading for the semi-finals of the League Cup with just 27 minutes gone.
Yeah, excellent finish from Markovic. Brilliant from the edge of the box. But once again, you've got to see the back line of Bournemouth. They're looking for offside, aren't they? You know, and I said about Francis, he's the young fullback. He's getting pulled out of position time and time again. Coutinho was free over that left-hand side. Once again, he's played the ball across the face of the goal. Initially, Bournemouth did well to clear it, but they only cleared it to the edge of the box. And then Markovic just stroked the ball home on the volley, side-footed volley into the far corner. Once again, the goalkeeper Boric said no chance whatsoever. The fans you can hear now is obviously not the Bournemouth one, it's the Liverpool fans have made the trip down the south coast to see their team play, and they'll be absolutely delighted to see their team leading 2-0, and it's been comfortable for Liverpool.
Now Bournemouth have to come out, and does that mean there'll be more chances for Liverpool? In the meantime, they're defending as Ritchie delivers it for Simon Francis, right hand side. He's going to cut the ball back to Wilson. Oh, it is smashed over the bar from 8 yards out by Jan Kermagant. What an opportunity for Bournemouth to get one back immediately within a minute, but he's piled it over the crossbar.
Yeah, what a chance for Bournemouth to get back into the game. Brilliant run down the right hand side. Matt Ritchie picked out Simon Francis, who made such amount of ground up. It must have been 50, 60 yards he run to get beyond Dejan Lovren. Markovic was out of position. He's pulled it back into the path of Kermagant, and all he's got to do is make sure he hits the target. Don't try and do anything too difficult. He's went for power, and he's got too much height on and took the ball over the top of the crossbar. I mean, that was an outstanding chance to get Bournemouth back into the game, and should fill them with confidence, should fill them with a bit more belief. And for Liverpool, they mustn't switch off.
Can't believe he missed that. Smith trying to take on Lallana. He's all right-footed, though, a bit like Stanislas, who he uses just behind him. Forward it goes by Gosling, back into Smith. Smith, that's a bit more creative, into Wilson in the box. Wilson challenged by Skrtel, and it goes behind for Bournemouth's first corner of the evening.
And that was the first positive bit of play we've seen from Bournemouth in quite some time. You know, Smith heavily involved, as was Stanislas. Gosling eventually came into Wilson, who tried to turn Martin Skrtel, but he defended it well and put it behind for a corner for Bournemouth.
I think it's fair to say the fullbacks have been Bournemouth's most attacking threat, really, as the delivery comes in towards the middle of the goal. It was Martin Skrtel that got up there first. Back in it goes by Stanislas. It's going to come out to Gosling! Oh, and Steven Gerrard, with his back to the ball, stuck out a leg and blocked it away to the far side. Ball back in again by Bournemouth, headed away by Liverpool, throwing over on the far side for Bournemouth.
A great volley, wasn't it, from Dan Gosling. Wonderful. From the edge of the box. Great technique, great skill, but Steven Gerrard did the right thing. He wasn't sure if Brad Jones was going to get to the strike, but just got his right foot in the way there, diverted it away. Cargill, who stayed forward on the right-hand side, delivered a ball across, which Liverpool defended reasonably okay.
Brad Jones comes and claims confidently. And wearing his grey goalkeeping kit, he runs to the edge of the area, thinks about bowling it out quickly. Instead, he's going to take his time and wait for Liverpool to regain their positions and bowl out instead to Dejan Lovren, left-hand side. Little turn around the corner by Coutinho finds Sterling, left of the centre circle. Sterling spinning away, inside left position. Oh, it's all paced by Raheem Sterling, throwing the goalkeeper, who comes and bravely claims at his feet. What about that for pace for Raheem Sterling?
Oh, brilliant, but I tell you what, it's actually the little flick that started it all off from Philip Coutinho. He's been so positive in possession of the ball. Once again, when we've seen Liverpool players in the last few weeks, Toby, they went backwards or square there, but when it came into Philip Coutinho just flicked it round the corner into the path of Raheem Sterling, who turned quickly and he started running.
The referee takes a glance of his watch. It's back to the goalkeeper, and Brad Jones's clearance isn't the best. It doesn't matter because the half-time whistle goes and Liverpool are pretty comfortable in the League Cup quarter-final. 2-0 they lead against Bournemouth. The goals by Raheem Sterling after a lovely cross from Markovic was headed down by Jordan Henderson. And then Markovic himself finally getting off the mark for Liverpool. And it's been very, very comfortable, hasn't it?
Right? It has, yeah. All credit to Liverpool. You know, I think, I've seen a lot of their games recently. This is as best they've played. You know, they've played some free-flowing football. Confidence has been there. You know, they were under pressure coming into this game, having lost to Manchester United. They were saying about this week was going to be huge for Brendan Rodgers and the team if they were to lose tonight and then take that form into the game against Arsenal. You know, who knows what would have happened, but all credit to them. Attitude's been good, the commitment's been there, the passing's been there, completely dominated that first half in the sense of possession of the ball. There was a couple of spells for Bournemouth, but no more than that. And Liverpool 2-0, is that a fair reflection of the game? Probably, even though they had a fantastic chance for Callum Wilson, where he should have done a lot better. But going into half-time, I'm sure Brendan Rodgers' team talk will be more of the same in the second half.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. You'll want them on side. Start your claim at hampsonhughes.com.
Welcome back to the Gold Sands Stadium, where it's all going perfectly to plan for the Reds. They lead by 2-0, thanks to Raheem Sterling and Lazar Markovic goals. The players are out and ready for the second half. You're listening to full 90-minute commentary on Radio City Sport with myself, Toby Gillis, and with Ray Houghton as well. And it will be Bournemouth getting us back underway for this second half. Ray, I guess it's just more of the same, is it? For let me just tell you about this substitution.
Lovren's
they're
good
bringing
off,
yes. on. Yeah, Dejan Lovren has come off, and they're bringing on Sakho, isn't it? It's Mamadou Sakho that's coming on, presumably to take up exactly the same role in the left centre-back position. But apart from that, I would say, I imagine it's more of the same as far as Brendan Rodgers is concerned.
Yeah, I think they'd love to get a third just to kill the tie off. They don't want to give Bournemouth any encouragement to get back into the game at 2-1, get this crowd behind them. So I think Brendan will be saying to his players, look, you know, keep your discipline, keep passing the ball in the manner that you did in that first half. You will create more chances. And at some stage, I expect to see Ricky Lambert coming on. And with a focal point as far as the striker's concerned, Liverpool might even create more chances that way, you know, because I think Bournemouth are there for the taking. At some stage, Toby, they're going to have to really, you know, go for it, you know, push men forward. And when they do that, they'll leave themselves vulnerable to the counter-attack. And Liverpool certainly got enough pace and ability to get in a few more chances.
Remember, Bournemouth are trying to create club history tonight. They already have by reaching this stage a semi-final. Once again, of course, therefore, would be unprecedented for them. As Stanislas loses out to Jordan Henderson over on the far side. We have resumed 30 seconds into the second half. But it came off of the Liverpool, wing-back tonight. And Jordan Henderson is a throw to Bournemouth.
I think, you know, with the Sakho on for Lovren, I wonder if that's tactical. Was there a slight injury to Lovren? I didn't really see one. Maybe the manager just wants to see Sakho play in that left centre-back of a three position and see how he deals with it. And the other one is Markovic, you know, who's done well tonight. You know, he's got his chance. He's done all right in 16 minutes. He was on or whatever it was against Basel. Had a role against Manchester United when he came on and played one superb pass for Balotelli. And he scored tonight. So really, he's put down a marker to Brendan Rodgers. The reasons why he should be in the starting 11 for the game against Arsenal on Sunday.
Felipe Coutinho approaching the edge of the area. Coutinho, good block, turned behind by one of the Bournemouth defenders. It might well have been Elphick.
Yeah, it was. Tommy Elphick came across there from the centre of the defence to get the block. And I think they went for the wrong option there, Coutinho, because he did have good options in the middle of the goal there. He had Raheem Sterling, who was very disappointed with them. Likewise, Adam Lallana in good areas there just to fire the ball across the face of the goal. I mean, it might have took a ricochet off one of the Bournemouth players, or could have been a tap-in for one of the two Liverpool players who were in there. But head it straight against the defender. At least they got a set play out of it. See what Liverpool can do with Jordan Henderson from this corner.
Henderson puts one arm into the night sky down on the south coast. Wind swirling around. Ball in. It's headed towards goal. And just wide by Adam Lallana.
Well, he's not owed for his heading ability, is he? But it was good movement from Adam Lallana. I've got to say, the goalkeeper Boric let it go, didn't he? He was quite confident it was always going wide of the target. A better ball in from Jordan Henderson. Good movement from Adam Lallana. He attacked it well. It was always going wide of the goal, though.
Liverpool steal the ball back again. Lallana, can he release Sterling? Sterling back in onto his left. Trick, turns, shoots, scores. 3-0 Liverpool. Fantastic by Raheem Sterling, who's playing himself back into form. Released at exactly the right time by Adam Lallana. Two England players, two of Liverpool's best attacking threats combined, and they've finished Bournemouth off 5 minutes into the second half.
Game set match for Liverpool, wasn't it? Decisive football from Liverpool. Adam Lallana with a pinpoint accurate pass to pick out Raheem Sterling. He was up against Tommy Elphick. He turned him inside out. Elphick didn't know if he was going left or right, and then he just nestled the ball in the bottom right-hand corner. Nothing that Boric could do about it. And Liverpool, perfect start to the second half. The manager now can turn his thoughts, I'm sure, to maybe bringing on one or two substitutes. Now that they're 3-0 up, they're looking total control. Can't really see a way back for Bournemouth in this game now, and that's all credit to Liverpool's passing ability, vision, and then the quality of finishing from Sterling, who is now on a hat-trick.
And Arteta's given the ball away immediately with his first touch to Markovic. Markovic spreads the ball to Steven Gerrard. Is there anyone better in this position than him? Well, he didn't show his best because his shot was blocked. And it's gone behind for a corner.
I actually don't think he went for goal there. I've got to be honest with you. He's seen the Raheem Sterling in the middle. It wasn't at the greatest of angles for Steven to take the shot on from. He did the right thing. He tried to hit it across the face of the goal with pace. He didn't go high. He went low to try and favour Sterling to get ahead of Tommy Elphick. But the big defender done well to come and clear it behind for yet another corner for Liverpool. But just complete domination from Liverpool. It is a case at the moment. It looks like how many goals are they going to score?
This is their fourth corner of the game. In it goes. It's headed away by Bournemouth. Raheem Sterling will pick up midway inside the Bournemouth half. Comes back for Touré, and he's going to use his goalkeeper, Brad Jones.
Talking about haircuts, Raheem Sterling's had a haircut.
He has.
And we didn't really recognise him, did we, before? And it was only actually looking at the number on the back of his shirt there to make sure it was him. So, yeah, I think it looks like there's a few of the Liverpool players have been to the barbers.
It does.
Lallana's certainly been. Coutinho, Jordan Henderson. Well, maybe they got it for a job lot. Got a little bit cheaper, the lads, but maybe a change of hairstyle, change of luck, and certainly they've been very, very good.
Change of look in terms of their performance as well, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, well, listen, they've been very, very good tonight. You know, you've all credit to them. They've had their critics, and, you know, we can all be critical of the performances of late, but this has been very dominating. You know, all credit to them. We've played with a real panache.
Coutinho takes in the centre circle and moves it out to the left-hand side. Flag stays down. Felipe Coutinho tries one little trick, touches it back to the edge of the box. Now Coutinho shoots, and wide it goes. Good ball by Francis, looking for Richie, right-hand side of the box. He's managed to cut it back to Gosling. He'd love to score, and he has! Well, is the game back on? Bournemouth get one back. Dan Gosling once scored a really famous goal against Liverpool in the FA Cup for Everton. If Bournemouth launch a comeback now, then he might have scored another in the League Cup for the Cherries.
Well, good run, wasn't it, from Matt Ritchie down the right-hand side there. He's played it back towards Dan Gosling. I've got to say, though, the defending from Liverpool there was dreadful. He's just walked past three players, and then when he's hit his shot, it looked like it went through Brad Jones in the goal. You know, I mean, the keeper's got to do better. He's got to get his body behind it. It looked like he didn't, and it looked like it was a mistake from the goalkeeper, Jones. But defender all over there, overall from Liverpool, was pretty shoddy and not what you've been expected in this game. You know, they've looked reasonably comfortable. Yes, Bournemouth have had one or two chances, certainly for Wilson in the first half and Kermigan, which he smashed the ball over the crossbar. But in general, they defended okay, Liverpool, but that was a real mistake.
Here's Gosling. Gosling out to the right for the box for Bournemouth, and Wilson's gone down in the box. Immediately, Mark Clattenburg spreads his arms as if to say, absolutely no chance, no penalty. But they still attack. Markovic tries to challenge Richie. Now here's Francis. Slips in Richie once again. Richie needs to get it back to Francis. He has done now. Now O'Kane, chance to deliver a cross from a deep position. Oh, that's a free header back across goal! And only just wide of the left-hand post of Brad Jones by Dan Gosling once again.
Yeah, well, it was actually a great ball in from the right-hand side. I think it was Matt Ritchie. It was actually Fraser that was coming in the left-hand side. He put a lovely header across the face of the goal. And I think it was Callum Wilson who wasn't too far away from getting the final touch, and it Gosling's up there, and all of a sudden the crowd here at Bournemouth are right behind the home side now. That all came about a little bit earlier with another poor kick out from Brad Jones. Anything that comes back to him, you know, he's got to use his left foot to kick it downfield. He doesn't look comfortable. He's got height on it. He's not got a lot of length on it. And all of a sudden, pressurised Liverpool. Then there was a challenge that came in with Sacco. I thought he completely won the ball. I don't think it was a penalty. Obviously, the fans from Bournemouth were up in arms with the referee, Mr. Clattenburg, pleading for a penalty. I actually thought it was a good challenge.
Yeah. Oh, that's a lovely little bit of work by Coutinho to get away from Smith. Just leaves him on his backside. Coutinho now into the box, onto his right foot. Dinks and bobbles the ball back to Lallana. Lovely back heel to Sterling, who scuffs his chance of a hat-trick wide.
See, that's the problem, I think, with Raheem Sterling. That there, you know, he's not alert to the ball coming back to him. He's not got himself in a good position to take the strike on. He's flashed at it, and he's put it well wide of the target. It was well set up initially by Coutinho. Then Lallana, a little back-heeler into the path of Raheem Sterling. You could see what he was trying to do. You know, you could see what Lallana was going to do, play it into his path. He had to get himself set ready to take the shot on. Just snatched at it, and the chance had gone.
Richie has it for the Cherries. Moves it across the halfway, the centre circle to Cargill. Now they've moved it out again and they've managed to find Fraser. What boxer tricked, if a little bit raw, for Bournemouth. Back it comes, and this is a good run infield now for Bournemouth. Slipped through and into Gosling again. Oh, he's hit the post! It's going to come back out to Richie. Richie bundles his way through past one, can't get past the second, and Lucas will clear. Bournemouth oh so close, but they're still attacking. Arta moves it left. He's going to find Richie again across the face of goal and behind for the goal kick. So, so close twice for Bournemouth.
What a strike that was from Dan Gosling with his left foot. The keeper was rooted, wasn't he? Brad Jones not even moved. He was well beaten. Hit the upright, came back out. Bournemouth done well to keep the ball alive. Strike eventually came in and went across the face of the goal. And you know what? Callum Wilson coming at the far post. If he acted a little bit more and just gambled, he might have got a tap in at the far post. He just watched the ball flash across the face of the goal. But at the moment, it's the home fans that are getting behind their team. And certainly in the last couple of minutes, there's been more about this Bournemouth side. Can they create an opportunity to get it back to 3-2? They have to do it soon.
Maybe O'Kane will have a chance. He's left it for Francis, 30 yards from goal, and he'll drill it high over the crossbar. Decent effort. You might as well hit it. If you don't buy a ticket, you don't win the prize.
Aye, absolutely. There was every reason for Simon Francis to take the strike on there. It was Ewan O'Kane who just done a little dummy, didn't he, to play the ball into his path, allow the ball to get into his path. And when he took it on, the crowd were encouraging him to have a shot. I'm not sure Francis really had the belief that he would score from that distance. And I think that when he took the shot on, never really had that confidence, and he took it over the top of the crossbar. But last substitute, isn't it, for Bournemouth?
Yeah, the third change of the game. Sees Ewan O'Kane, an out-and-out central midfield player, coming off for Brett Pittman, who is their second top goal scorer this season. Tends to play just a little bit deeper than Wilson. He's not quite the out-and-out striker. Here's Smith over on the far side for Bournemouth. He just looked like he was barged over there. He was by Emre Can. So a free kick for Bournemouth. Dangerous position. Unnecessary to give that one away quite so easily.
Yeah, it looks like Marini's going to come on. Just see him warming up over the sidelines there, Toby. So maybe Liverpool's last substitution as well. Bring him on. What would you do? Take off Raheem Sterling? I mean, he's so important to Liverpool at the moment. He's been their standout player in the last few matches. I think it's usually important that
he'd love a hat-trick, though, wouldn't he? And you never know with Bournemouth pushing forward. But if they don't score now, you feel like it's probably going to be a little bit too little too late. Richie's delivery is too deep. It will be picked up and kept in by Fraser. Fraser delivers it back in, headed towards goal. And it was by Cargill, but straight to the arms of Brad Jones.
Yeah, he just couldn't get any angle on the header, could he? You know, it was a loopy ball in, wasn't it, from Fraser? He was under a little bit of pressure. I think Skirtle was closest to him. He just got in front of him, didn't he? And he's trying to generate the power and the direction on the header. In the end, he just headed it into the arms of Brad Jones.
Jones's clearance is headed by Francis, straight to Raheem Sterling, 25 yards from goal, dipping! Oh, just wide! And so great close effort to that hat-trick.
Yeah, great effort, great skill, great awareness, great vision to see that there wasn't a lot for him to play the ball to, so decided just to take the shot on himself. Well, I wouldn't go up just at the moment. Raheem Sterling's down at the moment. Is he okay before they make that final substitution? Yeah, he's up. He's back up.
And the final substitution is Stephen Gerrard coming off. Well, he didn't quite make the 90, but he made 89. Didn't really make much difference, of course, but he will presumably be back anchoring the midfield in the skipper's role against Arsenal on Sunday. And Fabio Barini is going to come on and move to the right of Raheem Sterling. Richie for Bournemouth goes for goal. Goalkeeper just drops down onto it pretty comfortable.
That would have made it interesting. That would have made it interesting, Toby, if they scored there. Good run from Richie. You know, he's just moved into a more central position. Actually, he's been moving around, hasn't he? You know, we've seen Fraser coming over to the right-hand side. Pittman's gone over to the on the left. He's come into a more central role, Matt Rich, and he's got a bit of pace about him. There was a decent shot. The only thing was it was straight at Brad Jones in the goal.
And the song you can hear away to our left is You'll Never Walk Alone. But Liverpool are walking into the semi-finals of the League Cup for a 15th time in their history. The final whistle has gone. Damage was really done to the championship leaders, Bournemouth, in the first half. They led 2-0 at half-time, thanks to Sterling and Markovic. Sterling sealed the victory 6 minutes into the second half. They were put a little bit under pressure by a former Everton player, Dan Gosling. It was written in the script, wasn't it? He then hit the post. That would have made it interesting. But Liverpool stand firm. It's finished Bournemouth 1, Liverpool 3 right
now. Yeah, we've got to say it. It was a very good performance from Liverpool, Toby. Under enormous pressure coming into this game, there was a lot of people out there that thought Liverpool might get turned over tonight if their attitude wasn't right. All the talk was about an upset here, all about Bournemouth and the qualities that they've shown, unbeaten in the last 12 games, scored in all but two matches that they've been involved in, so you always knew that they had goals in them. But all credit to Liverpool, I thought they started very, very well, got the ball down, passed it in the right way, very committed, attitude was good, got the goals at the right time, and overall it was a comprehensive victory. Bournemouth done themselves a lot of credit. They kept going, you know, they never gave in. They had that fantastic attitude, but in the end, quality shone through from Liverpool. Raheem Sterling with two goals, absolutely tremendous. Love to see him hitting the back of the net. The chances he missed at the weekend, you can see how much it affected him after the game when he was lying prostrate in the centre circle at Old Trafford, shirt over his head, and he felt the embarrassment and felt the hurt of losing that game. Tonight he showed his quality, and I thought him, Lallana and a lot of the other players put in a really strong performance, and that should put them in good fettle for that match against Arsenal on Sunday.
How much can be read into a performance and result like this when, you know, all right, there's only 10 positions, but it is a division apart for these two players?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Will Liverpool really take some great confidence from this, or will they just say, well, we've done a job that we were expected to do?
Well, you could flip it. Everyone was saying, you know, everyone was saying they were favourites. You know, a lot of people saying they were favourites because they were only 10 places behind Liverpool. Now you turn it on its head, and what was showed to me was the quality. In the first half, Bournemouth gave the ball away far too cheaply. I thought they were a little bit in awe of Liverpool. They sat off them a little bit too much, and Liverpool completely dominated possession. I think about 60-70% of possession in the first half. Got the goals at the right time because the play deserved that. And then the second half, you know, they went 3-0 up, and then they actually fell asleep a little bit and allowed Bournemouth back into it. Gosley, a fantastic finish. Then he hit the post with an outstanding shot, and Liverpool had a couple of blocks. What do you expect to happen? You expect Bournemouth to have some of the play and have a real go in the second half to try and get back into the game. They've done that in their fashion, but I thought the control was always there for Liverpool. They look dominant, they look focused, they look like they've got that old swagger back about them, but there's going to be some tougher games along the way, starting on Sunday.
While there's no Mario Balotelli, while there's no Daniel Sturridge, Raheem Sterling's got a couple of goals. It'll do his confidence the world of good. They're his first strike since September, believe it or not, for Liverpool. We don't quite think he's got that as a striker, has he?
Well, at the moment,
going forward.
Yeah, but I think it's something that he can learn. You know, getting the right positions to score goals. And he's getting in the position, he's just not finishing them off. I mean, he had three outstanding chances against Manchester United. He scored two goals tonight. He could have equally had another couple of goals tonight. His general play in the last few weeks, I think, has been very, very good. Liverpool standout player for me in the last 7 or 8 games. He's right back to the form that he was showing last season. He has to take on the mantle as the main player because the others aren't there at the moment. So I think it's incredibly important that he keeps fit and well while Sturridge is out, and he could be the main player for Liverpool in the upcoming matches. Next few weeks is going to be so important to all the clubs over the Christmas period. There's so many games, and that's where you have to rely on your squad. Tonight, Brendan gave some of the fringe players an opportunity, Markovic in particular. You know, we also Kolo Touré coming back. He missed out in a couple of games recently with an injury. He was back in tonight. Interesting to see what happens with Lovren. Does he stick with him against Arsenal? Does he bring Sacco in, who came on as a second-half substitute for Lovren? So, there was, as I say, there was some good things for Brendan tonight, a few things that he has to think about over the next few days before he sets his team out for that game against Arsenal.
Is three at the back the way forward for Liverpool? Have they answered some questions about that?
Well, the reason why you do that is because when you play with only two centre-halves, you're giving up too many chances, there's too many mistakes. So you think with a third one there, you've got some extra cover in the centre back positions, and particularly when your full backs are pushing on quite a lot. You know, we've seen that with Moreno on Sunday against Man United. He's virtually a left winger rather than a left wing back or even a left back, and his first thought is to attack rather than defend. At the moment, I think Brendan's trying to find a way of playing where they're going to make them look solid, not give up too many chances, and then it should be fairly, you know, much better for them defensively. They know they've got the quality going forward, but it's when they break from attack, when they give the ball away in attack, and it's easy to get into Liverpool's back three, or was into their back four. A little bit more difficult with the back three because they're getting more men behind the ball.
So Liverpool have made themselves into the semi-finals, or have put themselves into the semi-finals of the League Cup again. Chelsea, of course, went through yesterday. Sheffield United 2. Tottenham have gone through tonight as well against Newcastle. So who do you fancy?
Well, the record against Sheffield United is awful. I don't think Liverpool have played them too often in the last 20, 30 years. But the Liverpool's last win against it was 91-92 in the league.
That long?
That long ago, yeah. So I'm not sure about playing Sheffield United. I think everyone would like them. You know, Chelsea
Spurs
would like them.
Tottenham would like Spurs recently.
Yeah, they have. I mean, they've gone to Liverpool's best performance this season has been at White Hart Lane. You know, when they had Sturridge and Balotelli up front with Sterling just in behind them. You know, they absolutely tore Tottenham apart. Tottenham couldn't do anything about it. The one you want to avoid, I would imagine, over the two legs is Chelsea. So if Liverpool get Sheffield United or Tottenham, I think they'll be reasonably happy that they can give them a good game. With Chelsea, you never know. Chelsea against Liverpool, they've had the upper hand over Liverpool, haven't they? They've beat them twice in, well, the last, what, 10 games, 12 games? Third game of last season, this season, they came to Anfield and won there again. So, yeah, they look like they've got the ending sign over Liverpool at the minute.
And what of Brendan Rodgers now? Obviously, you know, they had what sort of seemed like the turnaround for them against Leicester and Stoke turned out to be a bit of a false dawn.
Yeah, but tonight was much better football, though, Toby, wasn't it? I mean, I was at the Leicester game for Radio City, and I've got to say, you know, they won the game, but they weren't convincing. You know, there was still a lot of mistakes in the game. You know, and you could have made a case for, you know, Leicester maybe getting a little bit more out of the game, and then obviously you had the sending off, which didn't help Leicester at all. I've seen them play against Stoke where, you know, they won late on, but they weren't convincing in that game. Sunderland certainly weren't convincing in the 0-0 draw at home against them. Then Basel at home, Ludogorets away. There's not been a lot of real good signs that Liverpool are getting back to the best. Tonight's the best they've played in a long while for me. Passing, movement, confidence, everything about them looked very good tonight, and they finished off the moves and the possession that they had, which is usually important.
And let's just ask you about Markovic. We spoke about him a little bit in the commentary. Very, very good first goal for the club. Probably that's not his position. I wouldn't have thought a left wing back. But in this system, there's not really a position for him otherwise.
Well, listen, you could play him at home in that position because you expect to have more of the ball, don't you, and do more of the attacking. But Arsenal, where I identified him, is not a defender. So what they'll be saying is, well, we've got to get our ball down the right-hand side. So whoever plays on that right-hand side for Arsenal, where if it's Chambers coming forward from right back, Oxlade-Chambers stays wide, or whoever it may be, they'll fancy getting at Markovic. He's not a natural defender. I don't expect him to defend too well because it's not part of his game. But what he has got is a lovely turn of pace. He's got good vision. He's a good passer of the ball. At times, he might just take one or two risks in that last third. He's defending third when really, as I said, you should put your foot through it at times. But overall, he can be very happy with his performance tonight. And to get a goal as well is just the icing on the cake for him.
Post-match.
You have an outstanding performance, it was. I was hopeful after, even though the result wasn't ideal at Old Trafford. I've seen moments in our game that I thought was good. We created a lot of chances, and so we're starting to see signs of getting back to where we were. We know there's a way to go, but this was a tough game coming to here. I know what it's like, the Championship, not well enough, and I know Eddie well enough that he's always produced great football teams, and they're a team that's been working very well on top of the league. So for us to come and dominate like we did and score the goals how we did was very pleasing.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors in a league of their own. Call 0800 888 6888.